special training that they have. On the facility side, you can look at the governmental website, the CMS website, which provides certain quality metrics for inpatient care. And you want to look at both the price and the quality. The good news for patients is that typically the lower price providers have as good or better quality than the higher cost providers. And there's study after study proving that, and it's a little bit counterintuitive for most patients, but it is absolutely true that you can find very high quality care at a very affordable price.
Can we as patients negotiate with hospitals or with our insurance companies? Is there room for that?
There absolutely is room to have that conversation with your providers. The number one most important thing is that you do that before you get your care. You wouldn't go buy a car without knowing the price or a house without knowing the price. If you're not in an emergent situation, it's absolutely the patient's right to know how much their care is going to cost them before they get treated. If you don't like the price, you can definitely call other providers. And providers do have the opportunity to negotiate with you as an individual patient. They do provide discounts all the time. The good news is the charge data that CMS released, that is the sticker price. And almost no patients pay the sticker price unless they don't have insurance and they're self-pay and they do get billed the sticker price.
It's really confusing, though. You're talking as if these prices are transparent and readily available. I've just had such varying success talking to doctors, to insurance companies, to hospitals about the real costs of things. Everyone refers you to someone else. It depends what your insurance